KJ4, Mike. KJ4, are you this?
Is Kilo Z4 Mike. Did not copy your call sign there. Try it one more time.
Z4 Mike. KJ4RE Lloyd. How are you doing?
Oh, do you say Lloyd or Floyd? I think it's the first time I've talked to you. Name here's Tom. Tango Oscar Mike.
Hey, Tom, nice to meet you. Floyd, as in Pink Floyd, or Floyd Mayweather, I guess you could say. Yeah, I'm usually on HF, but just moved into a new house, and I don't have anything hooked up yet, you know how that is. So I just have my little AT, and yesterday I took it out of the box. I haven't used it in like 5 years, and thought I'd turn it on and just see what was going on. And it's actually... considering the times, this repeater is actually pretty active, and I really wasn't even aware that it was connected to EchoLink, so I was just listening this afternoon, some good conversations from abroad, I guess across the pond, you could say, so it was kind of nice.
This is a good repeater, especially when you can keep licensed people operating on it. But yeah, I used to be a net controller on this repeater. I still am listed as one, but I haven't done any net control operations for a couple of months now. I would rather be on HF. About the only time I get on 2 meters is when I'm in the car. Over.
Roger, Roger, and I think I got my first license in 1992, and everybody was on 2 meters, 2 meter sideband. And now it's, unfortunately, it's kind of gone to the wayside. I don't know, it's like a, what would you call it, a dying fad or something? But 2 meters has always been great, 440 as well. I actually never was a big fan of 440, but... a long way, but then I got into HF, you know, the last 20 years, and then I go back to 2 meters. It's like, where'd everybody go?
Same way. This repeater is quite active, so you can almost always stir up a conversation on here, but yeah, I had some problems recently with HF and the storms we had last year of lowering my antenna for me. So I shot some lines yesterday and got my antenna back in optimal position, but haven't still been on the play around yet. And I'd like to get on Geritonet tonight, but that's not going to happen seeing how I'm in the car.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, I think, as I mentioned, I just moved up here from Florida in November, and I was saving my son till I could buy something, and I just closed last week. But so today I finally went over and got all my radio equipment out of his house. But I was up, I don't know, 12 feet off the ground, and I couldn't believe it because of the altitude here. Like in Florida, you got to be up there 60, 70 feet if you want to have a good footprint. And it's like here, 10 feet off the ground, talk anywhere you want to. It's amazing. Because like where I'm at now, I think I'm about 1,000 feet above sea level, which in the grand scheme of things isn't very high, but compared to Florida where you're almost below sea level, it's a big difference.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I was in Traveler's Rest, and then I just bought a place out here in Taylor's, so... hopefully by the weekend or next week, I'll get my antenna up in the air for HF. And I was listening today and listening to the Echo Link and a few gentlemen locally here. And I think they said 39-43 is where they usually hang out. So with any luck, in the next week or two, I can get on there.
Do you do any DXing?
As far as what?
Out of the country contact. Once in a while on 17 meters, a little bit on 20 meters, but I did that a long time ago, and it kind of, maybe with some people it doesn't, but it got kind of old with me, trying to make contacts all over the world. It's always exciting in the beginning, but now I like to just find a group of people to talk to every morning or every evening, you know, stuff like that. Well, we have a wonderful ham group in Greer, the Greer Amateur Radio Club, and we meet over at Woodman of the World off of Poinsett in Greer, and I'd have to get with you on the dates and times, but if you Google Greer Amateur Radio Club, it'll give you all that information. And also, we have a great DXing club that meets, I think it's the third Thursday, but we normally meet at Mythos there on, in Greer, off Lloyd Hampton Boulevard. And you can also look them up. It's the SCDXA, South Carolina DXing Association.
QSL. Yeah, the other one you were talking about, I didn't wasn't aware of, but I'm not too far from Wade Hampton, maybe 6-7 miles. Remember, I'm from Florida, so I'm just learning my way around. But, yeah, that sounds like fun. And I actually have a 2-meter base radio that I never use. It's, like, got so much dust on, it's unbelievable. I'm just on my HD, but now that I'm seeing activity, I'll probably go ahead and set that up. And, well, I got your attention. Is there any 2-meter sideband work going on or no?
And Shannon, gosh, what is her call sign? KJ4, I can't remember her call sign. She runs a 2-meter sideband net out of Hendersonville, and she is very much into that, but honestly, there is a whole plethora of information if you just go online and Google it. The Greenville Club is also a great club. They're the ones that operate this repeater, and we have a lot of people that are both in the Greenville and the Greer Club. And you know, it's to each his own. The only reason I mentioned Greer is because it's a lot closer to you, but. You know, I highly recommend you get involved in one of the clubs. But all of them have really, really good people. And if you want to brush up on anything, we teach classes. We teach the technician, general, and extra classes, along with CW classes, in Greer.
That's a far cry from Florida. Everything's just, as far as 2-meter, 440, everything's just kind of died away. There's like no hand clubs, but, well, there is a couple, don't get me wrong, but not like it used to be 20 years ago. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, like I said, I'm just on my little HT here, my little $20 Bosang thing I've had for, God, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And, yeah, well, it was nice meeting you, and, what was your call sign again? I'm really bad with call signs, but I'll try to remember it.
Here is Kilo Z 4 Mike. Kilo Zulu 4 Mike. Name is Tom. Tango Oscar Mike. QSL.
Roger, Tom. And when you're on HF, where you normally operate?
With you. There's a couple of nets that I operate on. The Geritol net. Is a nightly net, but it's a worked all states net on 80 meters. I hang out there a lot, and usually I'm just dialing around and looking for DX, or I'm working a contest. I really enjoy doing these contests. I'm not hardcore into it where I've got a bucket sitting beside of me and don't leave my chair for, you know, 48 hours, but I do enjoy getting in there and playing some, so I'm not that competitive, but still enjoy it. I think it sharpens the skills, but yeah, give us a yell if there's any way we can help you, and like I said, welcome to the neighborhood, and I have an ID, so Kilo Z4 Mike.
KN4 UBG, how you doing, Tom?
Kevin. Welcome. And we have a new to the area ham here, Floyd. KJ. Crap. Floyd, pick it up.
Excuse me. I was talking when you were talking, and I caught the tail end of what you were saying. I was telling that other gentleman, go ahead and pick it up with you, and I'll stand by. KJ4REZ.
But every night at 9 p.m. there's a net on this frequency every single night, 365 days a year, and there is a lot of people checks into that net. Sometimes they'll be 30 something, sometimes they'll be 60 something, 50 something. Just depends on who puts up the radio. But I heard you mention that you had a base that you had. You might want to put it up, join in with us. I try to check in most of the time. Here lately, I've done got a little slack there, but trying to get back into it. And just had a lot of stuff going on and hadn't had time to do anything. But yeah, I'm going to tell you, welcome to the area. I'm originally from West Virginia myself, and I moved down here 3 months into '99, been here ever since. Got my ticket back in April of last year. April the 9th, 2019, general ticket, or technician class, fixing to start working back on my general class again, since my wife is good to go now. She had heart surgery not long ago, had a pacemaker and everything put in, and that kind of delayed me, but other than that, in there doing pretty good on this end. I hadn't heard you in there too much, Tom, which I guess I hadn't been on here too much. But good talking to both of you there.
Ferrari, that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't know there was a 9 o'clock net. But yeah, I don't have time. I just bought this house right before, believe this or not, I closed on my house 2 weeks ago. And then 5 days later, I get laid off of work because I work from the restaurant. And I don't know. It's just like crazy, the crap that's going on. And when I moved up here, I moved in with my son, who he's been here for quite some time over at Traveler's Rest. And so I had my station set up there. So today, I finally went over and took it all down, got my antenna down. Then it's been raining all day. So I'll get everything set up. So, yeah, I do have a HF station, and I do have a mobile slash base station 2-meter rig, an old Elenco, but it actually works really well. And I'm not a big fan of Elenco, but the price was right, and it does work well. And I'll get all that in the air here very soon. You know how it is. It takes time with antennas and all that good stuff, but yeah, okay, so I'll hang out until, actually, I'll probably have to charge my battery. But, I'll stick around for the 9 o'clock net. And it's not a closed net, right? Just open net?
What's that? Man, they had a load of SWAT net on Wednesday night. Let's pass it up to the list.
So I haven't been getting on the net at night like I normally would. About the only time I get on 2 meters now, like I said, is if I'm in the vehicle. I need to go ahead and get my construction done so I can play around with the base station a little bit more. But I highly urge you to tune in tonight at 9 o'clock this frequency and check them out. Good group of guys. Go ahead there, Kevin.
Good evening, Tom. ND70. Of each other, something terrible. This is KN4VWA. Steve over here in Inman. And yes, it is an open net, and everybody's welcome to check in. It's a pretty good group of folks.
Roger, Roger. Thank you for the invite, and I will do my best to try to get in there with you guys. KJ4REZ.
Yeah, they're locking down that first county. the Charlotte station there. I think I heard a Charlotte station in there. Yeah, Mecklenburg County is quite a ways from all of us over here on this one, but you know, whatever they're doing, I don't know. I'm going to work every day, locked down or not. I stay 6 to 10 feet away from everybody. I obey all the other rules, but I'm going to work. Unless they shut down Home Depot, I plan on working. I don't have the luxury of just reaching into my multi-million-dollar account and not paying the bills. So there you have it.
73, K4VWA. I'm actually clear this time. Bye.
A little bit there, Steve. You dropped kind of down in the noise there a little bit. I think the repeater wiped you out twice when you was talking about that. But you have a good one, Steve. 73. And we'll holler at you a little bit later. And my information is still good on QRZ if you want to send me that address. I'll come over to East Pork Chop with you. ND7J.
I'll look you up, and I've been known to feed people, for sure, and I've also been known to host contest parties and contest groups over here, although we won't be doing that now. We are being careful. We are being safe, staying away from everybody. I've got one partner that I work with, and actually we've been staying 6 to 10 feet away from each other in the houses we're working in, but you know, you got to use some common sense. Too many people around are not. I.e. Florida, i.e. California, i.e. New York. These people are walking around like it's no big deal. And that's where the problem exists. If people would just use some common sense, but apparently you got to pay extra for that. ND7J.
I agree with you on that 100%. I'm on a queue in the store business, and I'm not shutting down this campaign as far as we know.
I call him with questions even, so there you go. Kevin, where was that accident at?
And other than that, I mean, we still staying busy. I mean, we, you know, we ain't laid nobody off, or, you know, we ain't been quarantined or nothing yet, so I'm like you, I'm going to still be getting it. Still be putting in the garage doors. But you have a good one up that way, man. I'm fixing them back in here at the house, and I'm going to say 73 is everybody out there. Tom, Steve, Bob, I can't remember the other guy's name, moved up from Florida. But y'all have a good one out that way, and look forward to hearing from some of y'all tonight on the net. And I'll say 73 is KN4UBG. I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Sorry, that was about a perfect double with Tom. I got about 50-50 from each one of you. So what I'll do is the proper, which I rarely do, protocol. ND7J, good to hear you. UBT, Floyd from Florida, welcome to the area. Check into the net. I never check in because I'm always asleep by then. KZ4M to take it, ND7J. We'll do it that way so we don't double.
Who that was, but 73 there, Bob. 73, oh Lord, Kevin, Steve. I think he should have been long gone out of the building. I'm still here, Floyd. If you're still around, you need to talk. Give me a yell. Otherwise, 73 to everybody. I'm just going to be clear and listening. KZ for you.
Got a landline when you find time. Morning, day, whenever. I'm up at 5 and. Well, I go to bed early, but anyway, I got to go run into the kitchen. ND7J is clear, but listening.